noted an increase again in these type of attacks where rural filling stations and rural shops in particular are targeted. A number of them have been targeted across the northwestern region, which the premises are targeted by organized criminal groupings, and basically we're just trying to make people aware that these guys have started up again. They had been very active back a year or so ago, and then things went quiet. We've noted these changes. We've noted it across that crime group.
And what are the main steps that business owners can take to protect themselves?
People should review their security. I'm available to go and look and conduct a review if they wish. But basically, the way they are operating this, which is they'll cut perimeter fence, and it'll be cut in advance to allow them to get in and out fast. Manhole covers, which may allow access to phone, alarm or internet signalling, will be checked and tampered with, so they need to be secure. The funny thing about it is vehicles won't be seen near the targeted property, but they may be parked close by, so neighbours and that can help out too if they see a car or a van or anything parked somewhere where it shouldn't be. In cases, and we've had this in Donegal, they've targeted neighbouring properties, particularly farm sheds and yards, to get ladders and sledgehammers. So it's important for people to secure their sheds. They use technology, they use GSM blockers, they use two-way radios. They will creep through the building. They may activate the alarm to see what the response is. What's the response of the premises owner? What's the response of the guards? Particularly then, what are they looking for? They're looking for cash. They'll target the ATMs and they'll target office safes, as well as tobacco products in the main. That's what they've been targeting in the past. We've noted again that that's what they're targeting again. If you have cash and if you have a safe, you want to make sure that it has a proper rating. You want to make sure that it's secure, that it can't be taken away. That goes with your CCTV too. If you have your hard drive sitting up on a shelf accessible, that'll be removed and it'll be discarded. We would be basically advising people to target hard in the premises and to look at what their alarms are doing, look at what their CCTV is doing, and take steps before they become a target of these individuals.